Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In Georgia, it's the last weekend for campaigning in the U.S. Senate runoff election between incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Early in-person voting ended yesterday, and officials say turnout was heavy. Walker's been rallying in some deep red conservative areas, while Warnock is focused on his base. Sam Greenglass of member station WABE has more.
I am keeping my eyes on 18 to 29-year-olds in Georgia. This is a group that broke heavily for Democrats, but their share of the electorate actually dropped in November over the last midterm. And older age brackets, they vote at way higher rates than these younger people do. But for the runoff, the Warnock campaign and voter outreach groups have amped up their canvassing on campuses.
Sam Greenglass reporting. The city of Richmond, California, will settle one of its city council races with a random drawing after the vote ended in a tie. Catherine Monahan of member station KQED has more.
Election officials counted the ballots by hand to confirm. Both Andrew Butt and Cesar Zepeda received exactly 1,921 votes. The perfect tie triggered an obscure city protocol. Each candidate will now write their name on a piece of paper, place it into a green envelope, and then the city clerk will draw one of the envelopes from a bag after each candidate shakes the bag once. Here's candidate Andrew Butt.
It's totally surreal, and it just feels very bizarre, frankly, that after all the effort and all the votes, that it would ultimately come down to pure luck.
The drawing will take place next week at the city clerk's office. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Monahan.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is criticizing the level that his Western allies have set for a price cap on Russian oil exports, calling it weak. He says the $60 a barrel cap wouldn't be viewed as a serious decision. The BBC's Danny Eberhardt has more.
President Zelensky voiced his frustration in his nightly address. Any losses of revenue the cap caused Russia, he suggested, could be comfortably absorbed. He added that it would not stop either Russia's war in Ukraine or its attempts to destabilize those Western countries that are imposing the measure. Earlier, the Kremlin said it would not accept the cap, which comes into force on Monday. It's previously threatened to cut oil supplies to those applying it. Ukraine's allies will seek to deny insurance to tankers bringing oil to countries that ignore the cap.
The BBC's Danny Eberhard. The Biden administration is toughening its language toward NATO ally Turkey, hoping to talk it out of a ground offensive against U.S. allied Kurdish forces in neighboring Syria. Turkey blames them and the U.S. without evidence for a November 13th bombing that killed six people. This is NPR. In Mozambique, more than 30 militants and two soldiers were killed in a clash this week, according to the regional peacekeeping mission deployed to the region. Ishma Fundikwa reports they're battling ISIS-affiliated insurgents.
The foreign troops killed in northern Mozambique's Cabo Delgado province were reportedly from a group of Tanzanian and Botswana soldiers. The 16-country Southern African Development Community and Rwanda deployed forces to Mozambique last year to assist its security forces in their fight against the Islamic State-affiliated insurgents. The foreign troops and the Mozambican army have since reclaimed significant territory from the terrorists. The insurgency has claimed more than 3,000 lives and displaced hundreds of thousands since it broke out in 2017. It has also disrupted multi-billion dollar natural gas projects. For NPR News, I am Ish Mafundikwa in Harare.
The U.S. men's soccer team is out of the World Cup in Qatar after losing to the Netherlands today 3-1. That has fans sad but still hopeful, including Corey Watson at a watch party in Washington, D.C., who says disappointment was balanced with admiration for the team.
Defense was getting beat by basic soccer plays at the cutback, but the boys worked really hard, so they represented well.
Argentina moves into the quarterfinals after a 2-1 win today over Australia in the round of 16. The U.S. team now heads home. The World Cup continues tomorrow. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.